You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
That's right.
Amazing.
You know,
story.
In every book, it's amazing. Every letter, epistle that Paul wrote in the New Testament, every single one of them begins with grace and ends with grace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You know why? Because that guy was a Pharisee and they were into the letter of the law. That's why Paul, when he found out that he'd been forgiven of all sins, past, present, future, he said, all things are legal for me. Yes, all things are legal. For those who have the righteousness of Jesus, you did not earn it. You cannot earn it. It is the gift of God, should you receive it. And if you don't know if you're born again, you're not born again. You'll know when you're born again. And Jesus said, make sure you're born once of your mom, but make sure you're of the flesh, but make sure you're born of the Spirit if you want to have eternal life.
And so That's exactly right.
And you turn it over to, and it's like a light switch. I've seen people's countenance change. I knew this grumpy old guy on the beach, and for years I knew him. And all of a sudden, we used to go to this meeting together, social meeting, and I said, what happened to you? Yeah, he came to know the Lord. This is a very rich, older guy. He just had joy on his face. And ever after that, I've run into him at the Ocean Grill and stuff. That guy was converted, you know? And so it's God's kindness that brings us to repentance. And that's why Charlie Kirk was out, and this other Christian guy's putting him down, like, why aren't you harder on the homosexuals and blah, blah, blah. And Charlie Kirk, they got him all wrong, the other people. Charlie Kirk said, no, I'm not here to judge the homosexual. We are here to give the love of Christ. You know, you don't clean a fish and then catch it. You catch the fish, and God in his time is very, very capable of playing the part of God and revealing himself to others, well, and who he is.
Well, Jesus said it pretty clearly when they took a woman caught in the very act of adultery and threw her down at his feet, and they all had stones in their hands, and they said, the law says to stone her, Jesus, what do you say?
And Jesus knew, and he said, it's the law, they're trying to catch him. And so he writes something down in the sand. He says, okay, you can kill her because that's the law of Moses, but let the first stone come from one of you that doesn't have this sin. And slowly they all dropped their rocks and disappeared. They were gone when he looked up. He said, where are your accusers, ma'am? She said, they've all left. He said, well, then neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. And she saw the love of God. And I bet you she repented of that. And it's just like, you know what? If I had a church, maybe I'll start a dang church. If you're gay, I don't care. I don't care who you've been sleeping with or who you haven't been sleeping with. I don't care what. No, I don't. I'm not saying I approve of it. I don't approve of my own sin. But I will tell you this. You just come get close to Jesus. It might take 6 minutes. It might take 6 years or 60 years. If he can reveal to you maybe that your lifestyle is sin, he'll reveal it to you. His love will reduce you to wanting to please him. So let him take charge. All you got to do is say, okay, you're God, I'm not. Right?
Yeah.
You died on the cross for my sins. My righteousness is not how many old ladies I helped across the street. My righteousness is how much I feed the hungry people, though we're supposed to do that. That should follow faith. But it's surrender to know that his righteousness, it's hard for people to grasp this. That no matter what they've done, what they haven't done, those tin cans that are tied around your neck like behind a wedding car, you know, and they're clickety clink 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 clink, and those represent your sins. Well, Jesus can just snip those and say, guess what? I'm giving you a new beginning. All things
That's exactly right.
That are old fade away, and all things are made new. Just like with you, right, Richard?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. All things have become new.
Who are we going to talk about next?
The King David.
Oh.
King David was a shepherd out in the field, just faithfully tending sheep, and God called him and anointed him to be king.
Yeah.
David still was in this, after that, years after that, was still faithfully in tending the sheep. Then he became king. He defeated, many people know the story, David and Goliath. Yeah. He defeated Goliath, and David ended up being king. So David was a king, and he was... one day was a time when, it says it's a time when men go out to battle, you know, It came to pass after, this is on 2 Samuel 11, it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David and his servants with him and all his household, la, la, la. But David tarried at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in even time that David rose off his bed. His men are out there fighting for their lives. David's in bed.
Yeah, with another guy's wife, right?
And though David looks out, so it came to pass that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. From the roof, his roof's up higher than all the rest. He's the king. He saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon.
Bathsheba.
Only problem was she was somebody else's wife.
Bathsheba.
So David sent messengers and took her into him. He lay with her. And the woman conceived and sent and told David, I'm with child.
Yeah, but so he sent, but first he sent Uriah, her husband, to the front line so he would accidentally, on purpose, be killed. So ostensibly,
that's coming up.
Yeah, David became a murderer.
That's right. But the first thing he did is he's trying to cover his sin.
Yeah.
You know, he's scheming.
Now, I never knew that. He was slept with her before he killed Uriah?
Definitely. That's why he killed Uriah. And wow. So this is Samuel chapter 2 Samuel 11. So David sent, so get this, David is just trying to cover his sin. And that's what he's doing. So he sent to Uriah saying, send Uriah the Hittite. And Uriah came to David. When Uriah came in, David demanded, hey, how is it going with the battle and everything? And so he says, David said to Uriah, go down to your house, wash your feet. And Uriah departed out of the king's presence and followed him. So David sent Uriah home. David's plan is Uriah would sleep with his wife. Then he'll think the baby's his. See, David's still trying to cover his sin. Just like we do. We think we're so wise trying to cover our sin.
Oh, yeah. And then Nathan comes to see David after Uriah's killed on the front line and said, there was a man who had many sheep and another man that had one sheep. Well, the man with many sheep went and took the one sheep from the man that had only one sheep. And David said, I swear that whoever that is, that man should be killed for what he did. And then Nathan turned to him and said, thou art the man, for you sent Uriah to the front line to be killed, ostensibly murdering him. And David came to his senses and laid on the ground and threw dirt over his back and cried out to the Lord. He said, will I die? Will I die? And said Nathan says, no, the Lord will not take your life, but the sword shall never leave your household, and your firstborn of Bathsheba shall die. Consequence.
Yeah, so Uriah would not go into his wife. He said, well, how can I go into my wife?
Yeah.
When the men are dying on the field.
Yep.
So, as you said, then David commanded the officers to put Uriah on the front line and pull back and leave him exposed to the enemy's sword, which is what they did. And so Uriah is killed, and David thought. And when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead,
so
she mourned for her husband.
So I never knew that part of the story. So he wouldn't sleep with his wife because he thought it was wrong to be having a good time with his wife while all his soldiers were up there. So that's when David sent him to the front line. If he had slept with his wife, then he would have covered David's sin. But it didn't happen. So then he sends him to be killed.
Exactly.
What a horrible story.
And when the morning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife. And she bare him a son. The thing that David had done before would displease the Lord. So David thought he had covered his sin. You know, to everyone, it looked like Uriah died in battle.
Yeah.
His wife was a widow. Yeah. David married her. On the surface, it looked clean and clear. Just like sometimes when we've covered our sin, on the surface, it looks clean and clear. Mm. You know, and the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, hey, guess what? They said there were two men, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had an exceedingly many flocks and herds. But the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he brought and nourished up and grew up together with him and with his children. He did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom. And him was like his daughter. The little lamb was like his daughter. And there came a traveler to the rich man, and the rich man spared to take his own flock, didn't take his own flock to dress, but he took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the visitor that was coming to see him. And David heard that, and his anger rose up, mightily kindled against that man. And he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man that has done this thing shall surely die. He shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing," because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man." Yeah. "Thus saith the Lord God, I have anointed you king of Israel. I delivered you out of the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives in your bosom, and gave you the house of Israel and of Judah and of all that has been, that have been too little. I would moreover have given you such and such and such and such things. Wherefore have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in this sight? You killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword." You killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, have taken his wife to be your wife, and have slain him with the sword of the, sword of the children of Ammon. Therefore the sword shall never depart out of your house." You know, God is a loving God, and it grieves him. It grieves him when we disobey. But you know what? Something interesting happens here that I think is a great lesson for me and a great lesson for all of us. Is David said unto Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said unto David, "The Lord has put away sin from you. You shall not die. And however, because of this deed, you've given occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. The child also that is with you shall surely die." So when we sin against God, it gives the enemies of God opportunity to blaspheme his name, and to mock him. And I think one amazing thing about this is David wrote many of the Psalms in the Bible. He wrote Psalm 51, the amazing, amazing, amazing Psalm.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.